Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So the opening of the pasuk of this Perek is somewhat cryptic. Some explain that Shaul was like a one-year-old in his level of sin, meaning he never sinned at all. And others explain that he was just in his first year of reign. But regardless, this Perek begins the reign of Shaul HaMelech officially. And it starts off in Gilgal, where the Radak reminds us as where Shaul was first inaugurated. And Shaul picked 3,000 troops, 2,000 that would serve under him, and 1,000 that would serve under his son Yonasan. All of the remaining troops were sent home. Yonasan murdered the Plishti general, which prompted the Plishti people to go to war with them. Shaul gathers the nation to fight, but the people were seriously outnumbered, and as a result, they were hiding in a state of terror. And Shaul waits for 7 days in Gilgal, like Shmuel had told him to do a few prakim earlier, but Shmuel didn't come at the conclusion of it, so Shaul decides to offer up some karbanos, some sacrifices that he was supposed to offer when Shmuel arrived. Finally, Shmuel does arrive when Shaul is basically done offering the karbanos, and Shmuel tells him that the kingdom wouldn't endure and that he would lose his kingship because he relied on the people for the victory of war as opposed to offering their karbanos at the time that Shmuel had appointed. And this is essentially the explanation the Radak gives, but as we'll see in a few prakim later, that Shmuel gives the same speech to Shaul again, and as we'll come to understand a little bit later on, that this was really almost like a warning shot for Shaul, that he should have tried to better his ways after this, but clearly it does not work, as we will see in the coming prakim. We're told also that there were no metal weapons among the Jewish people because the Plishtim wouldn't allow for it. They were afraid, seemingly, that if they had metal weapons, that would be how they could overcome them. So at the battle, the only people that had these metal weapons were Shaul and Yonasan, and the Radak actually tells us that an angel gave them these weapons. That's the only way that they were able to receive them. And a lot happens in the next few prakim with Yonasan and Shaul, but for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.